There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, what do we have here? Another day, another attempt to meddle in the 2024 elections. But hold your horses. It's not what you think. We're not talking about foreign interference or dodgy voting machines. No, this time the threat is coming from within our own borders, and it's more insidious than you might think. According to a recent report, there's a very real possibility of a 2024 election interference campaign. And guess how they're planning to pull it off? Through selective and vindictive persecutions and prosecutions. Remember the good old days when elections were about policies, debates, and connecting with the people? Well, those days seem to be long gone. Now it's all about who can dig up the most dirt on their opponent. And if you can't find any, well, why not just manufacture some with a handy-dandy prosecution? And who's the target of these vindictive prosecutions, you ask? None other than those who dare to align themselves with traditional Republican values. It's a classic case of if you can't beat 'em, prosecute 'em. Judge Aileen Cannon has been a vocal critic of these efforts, highlighting the glaring disparities in the treatment of Trump compared to other prominent figures. From the classified documents case to the Fulton County racketeering case, Judge Cannon has exposed a pattern of interference against Trump. One of the most prominent examples of selective prosecution against Donald Trump is the classified documents case. Judge Cannon has raised several issues with the charges brought against Trump under the Espionage Act and other U.S. statutes. What is particularly striking is the fact that Trump was charged while other key figures, such as former Vice President Joe Biden, former Vice President Michael Pence, and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, remain uncharged despite lacking the legal coverage of the Presidential Records Act. One recurring theme in these cases is the involvement of partisan judges and what appears to be political collusion. Judge McAfee, who worked with Fannie Willis as senior assistant district attorney, did not recuse himself from the case. This raises concerns about potential bias and conflicts of interest. Similarly, in the New York hush money case, federal prosecutors declined to bring charges against Trump for years. However, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg seized on the case after the Biden administration dispatched a Justice Department attorney to advise the legal team. Prominent Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz called for an investigation into Bragg, describing the cases as made up and lacking any legal precedent. From the endless investigations into Trump to the targeting of conservative activists, it's clear that this isn't just an isolated incident. It's a systematic attempt to silence opposition and control the narrative of the 2024 elections.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850WFTL.com.